4 minutes to eight, just while we're talking about crime and punishment, a former prison psychologist who's visited every closed prison in England and Wales joins us on the line now. He's Simon Shepherd, director of the Butler Trust, a charity set up to recognise good practice by people working with offenders. Simon, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. For us in Dorset, I guess that means you went to Guy's Marsh and to the Verne. And did you make it to Portland Prison as well?
I did, yeah. Portland and the Verne were the last two of my 102 visits that I made.
Oh, wow. the final finish line. Talk to me, if you like, about England and Wales generally or about Dorset specifically. What kind of a state are prisons in?
Sure. Well, I mean, the idea of this was to try to find out about good things, things that make a difference to the rehabilitation of prisoners and the safety of staff, because if we want to improve prisons, then we need to know about the good stuff as well as knowing about the stuff that's going wrong. So that's what I went to look at, because not really anybody else looking at that side of things. So what we found particularly was nationally was that although progress is slower than we might hope and patchy, a lot of the prisoners and staff, as I went round the country, there was obvious increasing confidence among them that they were beginning to turn a corner from all of the problems that prisons have had in recent years. That's partly down to some extra staff being recruited and also down to a scheme called Key Work, where prison officers are given a little bit of time and training to work individually with a small group of prisoners for whom they're responsible. And that's made a big difference to relationships as well as helping to improve rehabilitation. But locally, Guy's Marsh, some of your listeners may have seen on The One Show, actually, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I went back to Guy's Marsh to have a look at how it was getting on since I went there before. And they've got some really good stuff going on there. They have a programme called The Growth Project, which is, among other things, about helping to build and improve relationships between prisoners and staff, because though, you know, they're never going to be friends and we don't want them to be friends, but those relationships are very important.
But although, I mean, so in that One Show video, some people did refer to the prison officers as their friends. They did actually use that word.
Well, that is true. Some of the prisoners did, and I know I don't think that's a particular problem if prisoners feel that positively about staff, but at the end of the day, the staff are still in charge, and that's really important. Yeah. That's always remembered. But those relationships are absolutely critical, because that's where you get your security from, apart from anything else. And you know, those prison officers, they're at the heart of everything that's good in prisons. They do such a difficult job that generally nobody ever gets to see, apart from when we get the One Show into Guy's Marsh. And you know, they deserve a lot more credit than they get. And I mean, Portland and the Verne too, I mean, in both prisons there's good stuff going on there too. Portland particularly around improving safety and self-harm. They have prisoners there, as in many prisons, who are trained by Samaritans to provide support to other prisoners who are struggling, and there's good vocational training at Portland. And the Verne, and the things about the Verne actually was how positively prisoners spoke about staff there. They felt the staff really cared and wanted to make a difference. And they'd also made a lot of progress around reducing violence. And actually the conditions, the environment at the Verne also is a positive one. I don't know if people have ever seen that, but inside the jail, you know, there's a fair amount of green space, for instance. And I know people might think, oh, that sounds a bit like a holiday camp. It's far from it, but it does make a difference to the psychological well-being of both prisoners and staff.
Simon, it's good to talk to you. The Good Book of Prisons is what Simon's been working on. You can find out more about that at goodbookofprisons.com. And that's Simon Shepherd, the director of the Butler Trust.
BBC Radio Solent.
Travel. Talking to us from our Millbank studio this morning in London, in that London.